Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 315. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. Book Insight Friday, but not a book today. I'm sorry, guys. But I promise next week I will be discussing the process of writing Alphabet City 11. So that's a good thing. And that will be, you know, a good podcast to end before, you know, my brief hiatus of a Thanksgiving break. So anyway, today's discussion is A True Writer's Mind Doesn't Stop. So I'm going to delve into this, and this is going to be from my perspective, not from anyone else's. So as you know or don't know, I mean, if you're listening to my pod for the first time, welcome. Thank you for listening. I've been writing since I was 13, right? So I've been writing poetry on and off, love-hate relationship. Plenty of podcasts where I've discussed, you know, that part. But for me at this point, I am at 54 books. Number 55 is coming soon. And then number 56 will be the day after Christmas. And then I'm done for the year. Being a writer is hard. It's really hard. And I say this because my mind is always chugging away. There are always new ideas that are coming. Not because I can't write anything or that I'm not inspired by anything. It's because all of these ideas keep coming to me all of the time. So when I say a true writer's mind doesn't stop, I really mean it. And if you go speak to like other writers who, whether they're poets or they write scripts or they write books or they, you know, write articles or anything like that, they will truly say to you, their mind just doesn't stop. I get ideas at 1 a.m. in the morning. Do I have a choice to go back to sleep? Yeah, I do. But the reality of it is my mind's not going to let me sleep until I write out the potential idea of a book there. And then I write it in my phone. I create a note. I literally have a folder for all of my book ideas in my iPhone. That's just how serious it is. So when writers like show you all of their stuff, it's really the reality of what we're dealing with and what we're going through. Now, do we have the time to sit and like process everything sometimes? No, we don't. And writers have told me they get ideas when they're riding the train or they're on the bus or they're driving. A lot of times the ideas come when they're driving. My ideas come at night when I'm in bed and I'm comfortable and I'm, you know, watching a relaxing video to get me to go to sleep. And then all of a sudden, boom, the idea comes and it's like, great. Or I watch something on TV, whether it's crime or it's a documentary or whatever it is, because I'm trying to learn and, you know, soak in things. And then boom, an idea comes, right? Writers get inspired by people, right? People in their lives, people that they meet, people that are close to them. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I've written poetry because of a conversation that I had with someone. It's happened many times. And no, I don't tell people that you inspired a poem or anything like that. No, I don't want to like freak anyone out and go, oh my goodness, like, what did you write about me? No, that doesn't happen that way either. But I do feel the need to like just get out the idea and then I'm good. It's like a quick brainstorming session of, okay, this could be the potential book title. I'm thinking of maybe two or three characters, and this is what the book synopsis will be for this specific idea. Now, I may write it later on, I may not, but it's just an idea that's there for the most part. Now, if I write a brief book synopsis and I come back to it, I'm going to at least remember that moment or when that idea came to me. So that's the beauty of, you know, what I do as far as writing out what my idea is and what I could turn this story, you know, into. A prime example of this is like a few years ago when I wrote I Woke Up a Black Man, which tackles, you know, race in America and around the world for the most part. But I will say based in America because I've only lived in this country my whole life. And the plan wasn't to write the book at that time and publish it. I had intentions on pushing it back a year or two because I was so focused on other social issues and other things that I wanted to write about. But when you share the idea and the concept with a few people, then it's, you need to write that. And then it's, you know, you get pushed by about 3 or 4 people and then things change. And then you sit and you focus on that book when you finished another project. And then bam, I go for it. And 32 chapters planned out turn into 20 really solid, legitimate chapters on certain experiences I've been through, but then also experiences of friends who have shared stories with me about race in America and, you know, plenty of other conversations I've had with my mom about race in America, all kinds of things, right? So that's just a prime example of, you know, a writer's mind just not stopping, basically. I can, you know, be doing my day job and something comes to me and then I got to stop for a moment and get that idea out because I'm doing my work, but I'm also thinking about things I need to do or things I need to focus on or things that are important to me. So I want you all to know that, like, if you know a writer, you know, an author or a screenwriter, a scriptwriter, you know, people, you know, who are ghostwriters, whatever they do, poetry, like, just know they are constantly thinking and processing. So sometimes we may be zoned out for a moment, or sometimes we may be processing something in our heads. Don't interrupt us. Don't disturb us for a little bit. Give us a moment. Let us process it, and then we're fine. The beauty for me is when I plan out a book and I brainstorm everything and I have chapters and I have an idea of what I want to talk about, I can be in the middle of writing a chapter for a book and I can get a phone call and I can talk to my mom for about 10 minutes and then hang up and go back to what I'm writing because I already know what I'm going to write in my head. So for me, books are written in my head already. I just have to type it out, if that makes sense. And it sounds crazy, but that's just how my mind works. It's just like a good friend of mine. Like, he has a podcast and he, you know, talks entertainment, sports, you know, it's predominantly a sports related show. And he can literally write the topics that he's going to hit on his whole show, because his show's about 2 hours, give or take. And he has guests, you know, he has his closest friends on the show with him, but he knows what he's going to say. He's not like sitting and like writing out a little blurb of what he wants to say. It's already in his head. So he's cut differently, and the way it flows with his show, it just works perfect, right? So, you know, some people naturally have it in their head, and then some people need to fully write it down. Now, don't get me wrong, like, there are books where I will write out chapters and it's like, boom, that's it. That's what I got. That's what I'm going with. But then there are books where there are just multiple characters, like the world we live in, that has 19 different characters that have different components to their lives. So I have to write out, okay, this is what I'm talking about in book 1, book 2, book 3, book 4, book 5 for these specific characters, right? Kids with guns, right? I will say, I think there's like 23 characters in a 5-book series. I mean, there's probably about maybe 5 or 6 characters that are in every book. And I have to literally say, okay, this is their story. This is their backstory. This is how they think. This is their personality. Like, for each character, for each book, I have to, you know, put it, you know, organize it in a way where it makes sense. So it just depends on the book, whether it's a book series, a standalone, whatever it is, I have to literally sit and plan it out the way I need to. So when I tell you that a true writer's mind doesn't stop, it really doesn't. And then on top of that, I do write, you know, poetry that I post on my Instagram page. Aquarian Mellow is the name on Instagram, by the way, if you do want to follow me there. So that's just the basis of, you know, how a writer's mind really works. It's a nonstop thing. And thankfully, as you're listening to this, my books are all written for next year. My four that I plan on writing. I mean, they're written, formatted, book covers. I have copies, physical copies of my books for next year already. So that's done, right? All of my blogs on my website for next year are pretty much done. My podcasts are pretty much all planned out for next year already. So I'm ahead of the curve a little bit. It's giving me a little leeway, a little bit of time to sit, think about things, how I want to go about my social media content, you know, how I want to promote myself with my books, if I'm going to be traveling next year to any book festivals. So there's that leeway. And then I also have downtime for myself, so I can, you know, go back to being a kid again, you know, playing Mario Kart on my Nintendo Wii. But yeah, don't mind me. I'm a kid at heart. You know, and, you know, it's just social issues are very important to me. So that is the breakdown of a true writer's mind and how it doesn't stop from my perspective. So if you know writers, you know, people in your life who are, you know, into the arts and all that stuff, spend a little time with them, ask them a few questions about how the ideas come along and all that stuff. And trust me, it will turn into a full blown conversation. I promise you. All right, my people, or to you who is listening currently, thank you for listening to the pod today. Next week's discussion for Mondays with Mello, I'll be talking about money is not happiness. Wednesday motivation is going to be better to be late than not at all. And Friday's pod will be writing Alphabet City 11, and I will be delving into that book, what it consists of, what it's about, and all of that good stuff. So have a good weekend, be good, and go accomplish your goals.